It's been almost 3 months since musicians and bands played in downtown Mobile. Alabama's port city was trading the beads and doubloons of Mardi Gras for the green beer of St. Patrick's Day. Bar and nightclub owners proclaimed 2020 was the best Mardi Gras in years. Then, COVID-19 hit.
That was it. And then we were all out of jobs. I mean, it was scary. I mean, a lot of people.
That's Gina Jo Previto. She's the manager of Veats. It's a nightclub her family has owned for 22 years.
So Wednesday we got the call that they were going to shut all bars down by 5 p.m.
The coronavirus shutdown was the first time Veats closed its door in over two decades. Now things are turning around. The club reopened on June 1st. The door is unlocked, and the regulars returned. The first drinks ordered were a Jameson and a Bud Light. Previto said one of the first songs played on the jukebox was Drinking Problem.
Our dance floor is filled with tables and chairs. They didn't say you could not dance at your table, so I don't know. I hope they don't dance on our tables, and I hope they don't break any. But we're trying to abide by the rules. They're going to miss their Gina Jo hugs, though, and I can't give them to them. But once they allow Gina Jo hugs back, I'll definitely be. I love those big, long Southern hugs. I do.
Noel Broughton owns six bars, nightclubs, and restaurants in Mobile and Baldwin counties. He took care of his employees during the closure and got them back to work with the help of government loans. It's the musicians he worries about now.
From my perspective of taking care of my direct employees, you know, it's been one thing, but, you know, all the friendships and relationships with all these musicians has really been hard too, because I know they're hit, you know, just as hard, if not harder in some cases.
Broughton says there's a perception to opening, and they have to do it the right way to keep his customers safe.
You know, we all worked a long time to get to where we are. It'll be 10 years Thanksgiving. Yep. We're excited about that. We got to have a party or some sort, if we can.
After St. Patrick's Day at Alchemy Tavern, the staff celebrated a bartender's birthday. Each had a gut feeling that a shutdown was coming, and this was the last time they would be together for a while.
I write all the checks for all the beer.
That was Matt Chernetsky. He's the owner of Alchemy Tavern.
And then all of a sudden, the press conference from Montgomery happened, and it's like, effective 5 p.m., you're all shut down.
It should be noted that Matt's mother is with the marketing department at Alabama Public Radio. Most nightclubs say the one silver lining from being closed is the time for deep cleaning and renovations. Matt kept his employees working and paid as they replaced bars, remodeled bathrooms, and made the repairs they didn't have time for when they were open. Alchemy is welcoming customers now, but Matt says it's unclear when live music can return, or if they can have the annual Great American Party in early July.
And we've got a band made up of people who work here, and we just throw a huge red, white, and blue celebration on the 3rd. And it's like, can we do it? How can we do it? They haven't really said anything about when you can start, like, not limiting capacity and, you know, space restrictions.
From here, we move on to the Soul Kitchen. It's the largest music venue on Dauphin Street. Soul Kitchen closed in mid-March, and it hasn't reopened. After growth and a few good years, owners Brad Young and Maggie Einan save money for renovations. They had just hired an architect before the coronavirus hit. Instead, that savings was used to pay the mortgage and get through COVID-19.
So we can open now, 50% capacity, we can open. But the problem is finding bands. Because as you know, Soul Kitchen, like, we do some local bands, but most of the time the local bands are more reserved for the Brickyard and Beats and stuff like that.
Einan says things should begin to improve in about a month, but it will be a struggle.
So many different ways it could go, and everybody's waiting for one venue to open up first to be the test, right? Nobody wants to be the test to see how things go. So are we going to have to take people's temperatures when they walk in the door? Are we going to have to hire someone, sanitize all the bathrooms? Are we going to have to hire this drone to come sanitize our areas in between shows?
History's been leaning on me lately. I can feel the future breathing down my neck.
My favorite song is Frank. One of my favorite musicians is Frank Turner. He has a song, "In a World That's Gone Mad, Just Try and Do Your Best and Be a Little More Kind."
In a world that has decided that it's going to lose its mind, be more kind, my friends. Try to be more kind.
Like, that's it. That's all you can do, right?
Live music and venues helped revitalize downtown Mobile and give people reasons to keep coming back. Many are hoping both return very soon. All eyes are on Governor Kay Ivey's announcement in early July that crowds in these clubs can return to normal. A lot of that will depend on COVID-19. Lynn Oldshue, APR News in Mobile.
Going to lose its mind. Be more kind, my friend. Try to